Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Say,
follow us on Twitter
at TNT Radio Empire
and tweet back. You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Sorry, it's just clearing my throat. I don't freak anybody out. I saw somebody had somebody walking through like a Costco or something. I don't know if it's made up or not, but it's a piece of paper taped to his T-shirt that says "Hungover, not sick." You know, while she's walking through a crowd, because he probably looked pretty bad, and people are going, "What the hell's wrong with that guy?"
Yeah, I can relate to that.
Yeah, no crap.
Yeah, we can make one of those for you.
Yeah, like
Sunday morning.
Just laminate it so it's nice and permanent.
Sunday morning, I had just a bunch of gunk in my eyes. That would have been yesterday morning.
Yeah.
And, you know, I heard that was a symptom. The conjunctivitis.
Oh, yeah, well, you have a fever, you're coughing?
No. Right, no, I mean, it was probably allergies, and I got over it.
That's the thing, is allergy season right now, too.
Right, I woke up and walked around for a while, and then the gunk fell out of my eyes.
Yeah, but you heard we had our buddy Willie Farrell on the appetizer. That was from Friday, you know. He went through it. It was pretty bad, too. Yeah. All right. Hey.
I mean, I was convinced it was real to begin with.
But, you're not an idiot. That's why.
Hearing Willie's story.
Yes. Yeah.
I don't know
anybody who's got it. Well, yeah, I know Willie. He made it. He made it through, and it sounds pretty freaking horrible.
Yes, it does. 1, 2, and he made it. 3, 4, 5. Okay, week 6. That's Monday week 6, beginning of week 6 of sitting on our ass.
Day 35.
Well, for responsible people.
For me. You may have hunkered down before I did. Because I didn't hunker down.
You came in Tuesday. I came in. It was Sunday I hunkered down.
Okay. Yeah.
So it's 2 days.
Yeah, so you have 2 days.
I'm counting it by weeks now. I'm not doing days. I'm going. If I do days, I'll go nuts. This is the beginning of the 6th week for most people. Most responsible people. A lot of idiots strap on their AK-47s, head to the state capitol. But what are you going to do? I was texting our boss, our ex-boss who lives in Milwaukee, runs some stations up there. I said, what do you guys think of that? The idiots out there at the state house? And whatever, he went nuts on him, but he said, "There's a Confederate flag up here. Can you effing believe it?" Yeah, I can. Yeah. Wisconsin was a famous southern state at the time.
Doesn't surprise me at all. Doesn't surprise me a bit.
Dr. Ed Dominguez, live from Dallas, Texas, later on this morning. Going to talk to Dr. Ed again. Also, a comedian Carlos Mencia. What'd you guys call this hour?
The Brown Hour.
The Brown Hour. All right.
It's Todd and Tyler's Brown Hour.
That's right.
8 o'clock.
Dominguez and Mencia in the morning.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
So you figure a bunch of the potheads will strap on their AK-47s and go down to the park in Denver today?
Nope.
To celebrate 420.
Oh, it is 420, isn't it?
It is.
No, they're not.
I'm thinking they won't gather.
Probably not. I don't know. I don't think it'll be one of those situations. They won't gather in anger. Yeah. I don't know if they're going to gather at all. It's a good point. 420s everywhere, though, for that matter. I don't think the potheads are going to go out. We live in a state where it's illegal.
Denver is famous.
Yeah,
for,
I know that.
Well, they were the first.
I doubt.
Colorado was the first. Yeah. And there's always a big gathering, I forget what park, in downtown Denver.
I'm probably going to stop that.
Yeah, where they take a big hit at 419, and they all exhale.
Take a big hit from your balcony.
At 420.
Or inside your house.
Well, I think the governor, the mayor of Denver, made a proclamation that you can celebrate 420, but do it from your home.
Yeah, of course you can.
Wow.
It's pot's legal.
That's my intention.
Pot's
although
legal.
I won't be smoking at 420 because I have a yoga class to attend at 4:30.
Then you're not really a true pot.
No, I'm not.
You're not.
I'm not.
Craig will toke up at 4:20.
I hope so.
And Nick will be at his other job, so he won't be able to probably. So
see, he's got to be responsible. So,
well,
I will
celebrate. Work.
I will celebrate.
You're doing a downward dog
later.
All right.
You know, say 5:46.
I'd like to see what I did this weekend, but I really didn't do anything.
Now you know how I feel every weekend.
Yeah.
I come in here, I got nothing to report. I was supposed to go skiing this weekend.
Yeah.
I scheduled a ski trip a long time ago.
Well, yeah.
So instead,
that
I
didn't happen.
I walked a lot of dogs.
That didn't happen. Yeah. Yeah, I was. I didn't do it. What did you do this weekend, Puss? Anything?
No.
Yeah.
Laundry.
Oh,
because
happy that I had laundry.
Because you are responsible. Mm. Yeah, that's why.
Saturday was
what?
Saturday night was really good. I had a
what was it?
I had a fire pit going.
Yeah,
yeah. I had my quarantine companion,
right?
The love of my life, mm-hmm. right there.
Right.
And
the dog.
You are such a suck up.
Yeah,
go ahead.
I am.
Right. You just suck so
she's
much.
Not,
ass.
She's not listening.
No,
yeah. You suck. That just sounds so lame.
It does.
Saying that on the radio.
It sounds so lame.
So
to say,
lame.
So lame to say that you love your wife.
Why don't you make some? Why don't you make some long lovey dovey Facebook
post? The way you
next.
Said it. Yeah, you're right. It's just that's just lame. Love of my life. Shut up.
And
shut up.
What did I have going on the? Oh, the Neil Young's greatest hits going on.
All right,
the,
good night. All right.
On the iPod.
Cool. I love Neil Young.
And, a guy of my age.
A little cowgirl in the
and,
sand.
And my background.
Yeah.
I should know a lot more about Neil Young.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. I know a lot about Neil Young.
I know. You know more about Neil Young than I do.
Well,
and, you know,
I've worked a lot more rock.
I should have appreciated him long before
you should have,
I began to appreciate him.
Well, you're
him.
Appreciating him now. You know, it's good enough. And he's banging Daryl Hannah, too. You know?
Oh, yeah.
Which pisses off. Who did piss off?
Jackson Brown?
No, it was... No, because Jackson Brown was banging her, too, and he might have hit her, too, right?
Yeah, that's...
I think he did. I'm not allowed
those are the rumors.
No, the story... she broke somebody's heart. Oh, Val Kilmer. Yeah, she broke
Val Kilmer. Oh, yeah, she was the one that got away.
She's the one that got away, and he goes, I used to love Neil Young, now I hate him. He did it.
He
did it tongue-in-cheek, though. He did it tongue-in-cheek, which is hilarious.
Because, whatever's left of his cheek.
Because I always... I wasn't going to go there.
Right, where did she,
I figured you would. Somebody would.
Wasn't she involved with JFK Jr. For a while?
She was, yes. Yeah. Yes, she was. Yeah. But she was like an actress, and they didn't think she was fit the standard, apparently. So that was a problem. I remember seeing a story about that also. That's the thing about celebrities that date each other, and they all do. When you break up with somebody, you see your ex for the rest of your life on camera and on in magazines.
Or in print.
Yeah, whoever they're banging, right.
Or something going
on. Most of you can leave your ex.
On the internet.
Maybe hear something at the local bar who she's banging. That's about it.
Apparently, she also banged the former Mr. Princess Di. Wasn't Dodie Fayed? Wasn't that the dude she left the Prince Charles for?
Oh, Dodie Fayed was banging a bunch, right?
Yeah.
I didn't
Jim Henson.
I didn't know that.
She banged Jim Henson?
Really?
That had to be weird.
Yeah, pulling out the puppets and everything like that.
You know there was Muppets somewhere watching.
You know, Kermit was checking that
up on the shelf.
Spank
I
that
don't, Daryl.
All right, Craig Evans, Nick Allen, they're always here. Dr. Ed Dominguez and also comedian Carlos Mencia. That's all today. Let's get through this S together. Week 6.
Day 35
Sit
for me.
Sit on your ass.
Yeah. Of course, you have a count.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler.
And thank you for listening to the podcast.
Please take a second to tell us how much you like the podcast.
And don't forget to comment.
Thanks again. On to the next podcast episode.